This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the government is closely monitoring the emerging developments in West Asia and relevant ministries are coordinating to ensure effective response. Making a statement in Rajya Sabha regarding the situation in West Asia, Dr. Jaishankar said the government believes that dialogue and diplomacy continue to pursue to de-escalate in the region.
India is in favor of peace and urges a return to dialogue and diplomacy. We advocate de-escalation, restraint, and ensuring the safety of civilians. Two, the well-being and security of the Indian community in the region is our priority. We will continue to work with the governments of the region towards that end. And three, our national interest, including energy security and trade flows, will always be paramount. I'm confident, sir, that the government has the full support of this august house on this matter.
The External Affairs Minister said MEA has set up a dedicated special control room to monitor the situation and respond to queries. He said almost 67,000 Indian nationals have returned to the country. The External Affairs Minister also made the statement in the lower house on the situation in West Asia. For the 7 Rajya Sabha seats from Maharashtra, the 6 candidates of the ruling Mahayuti Alliance, including Union Minister Ramdas Athawale and BJP General Secretary Vinod Tavade and opposition Maha Vikas Aghadi nominee Sharad Pawar, were elected unopposed. Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day following protests by opposition members demanding a discussion on the West Asia situation. When the House reassembled at 3 p.m., Presiding Officer Jagdambika Pal asked Congress MP Mohammad Javed to move the resolution seeking removal of Speaker Om Birla. However, opposition members trooped into the well, raising slogans, forcing adjournments of the House till 11 a.m. today. The Election Commission of India has made it clear that the objective of the Special Intensive Revision SIR is to ensure that no eligible voter be left out while no ineligible person is included in the voter list. The Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Dr. Subir Singh Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi, conducted a comprehensive review of poll preparedness for the upcoming assembly election in West Bengal in Kolkata yesterday. The International Malaria Conference 2026 concluded in New Delhi. The 3-day conference brought together scientists, public health experts, policymakers, and researchers from the country and across the world to discuss innovations and strategies for malaria elimination. During the conference, experts discussed approaches to address residual malaria transmission, advance in vaccine research, and community-based strategies for strengthening malaria control programs. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said National Education Policy 2020 advocates inclusive and accessible education, and added that this year's budget gives a big push to education, employment, enterprise, innovation, and research. He said this while addressing the concluding session of the post-budget webinar virtually on Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, fulfilling aspirations of people in New Delhi. Amid heightened volatility in the financial markets due to the ongoing West Asia conflict, SEBI chairman Tuhin Kanta Pandey has urged investors to remain calm. Addressing an event to celebrate 30 years of Nifty 50 in Mumbai last evening, Mr. Pandey said India's domestic fundamentals have continued to remain strong and provide resilience in such uncertainties. Delhi Airport has issued a travel advisory amid the ongoing situation in West Asia. In its advisory, the airport said the westbound international flights may face delays or changes in schedule. The Delhi Airport has advised passengers to check the latest updates with their respective airlines before heading to the airport. The Indian Embassy in Qatar informed that around 1,000 Indians stranded in Doha on transit or short-term visits have departed on Qatar Airways flights over the last 3 days. The embassy further informed that Qatar Airways is planning 3 flights to Delhi, Mumbai and Kochi for today. Just hours after Mujtaba Khamenei was named Iran's new supreme leader, Iran launched fresh missile and drone strikes targeting Israel and parts of the Gulf region, escalating tensions across West Asia. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps said the strikes were a part of coordinated operation against Israeli targets and allied facilities in the region, and that is the end of this news bulletin.